The power may be out, but thousands of Floridians headed home today. NPR's Jackie Northam spoke with some of them, who spent the last few nights in a shelter in Orlando.
The stiff winds and driving rain produced by Frances had just started to ease off in Orlando when about 100 people staying at this shelter decided it was time to go home. Many had been living amongst strangers and sleeping on the gymnasium floor at this high school for several days. And they all had that unmistakable look that they had had enough. But even leaving required some patience.
Are you folks planning on trying to leave right now? First thing that's got to happen, we got to have order. We form a line down that way, okay, so that when you're coming out this way. So
each family had to sign a release acknowledging that they were leaving the shelter, which in effect absolved the city of any liability. For 3 days, Cheryl White and several of her family members called the high school home. White says she was afraid her mobile home would get swept up in the high winds, and so she decided to seek refuge. But White says she felt that the shelters weren't very organized.
Well, thanks God we have a place to stay, but we didn't have no good food. We're hungry right now, that's why we're leaving. Yeah, we're hungry. We didn't get enough food to eat.
State and local officials have been urging residents like White to stay where they are for a little while longer. Today, Lieutenant Governor Tony Jennings said this is the most dangerous time.
The wires are down, so safety is the issue. We don't need them back on the roads yet.
But the appeals by government didn't resonate with thousands of Floridians. There was a steady line of cars and trucks on the main roads going from Orlando towards Florida's eastern coastline. One of those belonged to Andrew Lee, who turned into his neighborhood in Merritt Island a little before noon.
A lot of mess to come home to.
Lee boarded up his small home and headed to Orlando on Friday with his girlfriend, her family, and an assortment of cats and dogs. The first thing he did after arriving home was a quick check of his house for any damage.
Babe, is there water inside the house?
Hopefully nothing flooded in here.
The neighborhood was a little worse for wear.
This lady over here, she asked me, what should I do with my boat trailer? I don't know what to do. I just told her to chain it to the tree. Looked like the tree didn't make it.
Or the boat trailer did.
The boat trailer's still there, yeah.
Most of Merritt Island has no power. There's no gasoline or restaurants open. But there was one supermarket in town open. It's become something of a meeting point for some residents.
Hey, you. Be good.
The best thing is the store has electricity and ice. Scott and Dee Nault had 6 bags in their shopping cart.
We got a bunch of ice, and we have a bunch of ice already prepped at the house, but I want to get more now and prepare for maybe a week without power. We don't know.
And they stocked up on some other provisions.
Beer, chips, salsa.
The Naults have a 15-month-old baby, and so decided to obey the mandatory evacuation order. They say their house sustained little damage, although many of their neighbors weren't quite so lucky. And the Naults have insurance. Analysts are estimating insured losses from Frances could range anywhere from $2 to $10 billion, far less than expected. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Orlando.